And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian authorities are claiming increasing success in shooting down Iranian-built drones launched by Russia to terrorize the public. The head of Ukraine's intelligence service said Monday that Ukraine's forces have shot down 70% of the approximately 330 Shahed kamikaze drones that Russia has fired through Saturday. Russian officials doubled down on their claims of a possible so-called dirty bomb radioactive attack, which Ukraine and the West both say is not coming from Ukraine. Former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is set to become Britain's first prime minister of color after being chosen to lead the governing Conservative Party. The party is desperate for a safe pair of hands to guide the country through economic and political turbulence. He must try to shore up an economy sliding towards recession while also attempting to unite a demoralized and divided party. Sunak will now be asked by King Charles III to form a government and becomes the prime minister in a handover of power from Liz Truss on Tuesday. Airstrikes by Myanmar's military have killed more than 60 people, including singers and musicians, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
According to a rescue worker, the victims of the attack had been at an anniversary celebration of the Kachin ethnic minority's main political organization. The attack comes 3 days before Southeast Asian foreign ministers hold a special meeting in Indonesia to discuss the worsening situation in Myanmar. The number of casualties appear to be the most in a single air attack since the military seized power in February. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kenyan police say a senior Pakistani journalist has been shot and killed by officers along a key highway in what they said was a case of, quote, mistaken identity. They said on Monday that journalist Arshad Sharif was shot in the head and killed by police after the car he was in sped up at a roadblock. Police were allegedly looking for a similar car that was involved in the case of child abduction. Sharif had been hiding abroad after leaving Pakistan to avoid arrest on charges of criticizing his country's powerful military. Jury selection is underway in the criminal tax case against the Trump family business, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
While former President Trump is not on trial, his company is. Manhattan prosecutors say the Trump Organization helped top executives avoid income taxes on job perks. The company says it plays by the rules. Defense attorney William Brennan.
I mean, guys, when you boil it all down, it's a garden variety tax case. And that's how, you know, they should look at it. We should get a jury this week.
Trump calls the case a political witch hunt. His company's longtime executive, Alan Weisselberg, who pleaded guilty in August to taking more than $1.7 million worth of untaxed perks, is expected to be at the center of the trial, which could last at least 4 weeks. If convicted, the Trump Organization could be fined more than $1 million. Julie Walker, New York.
New U.S. national test results show the pandemic spared no part of the country as it caused historic learning setbacks for America's children. Every single state saw math or reading scores decline in the latest results from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. National math scores saw their largest decreases ever, and reading scores fell back to 1992 levels. This year was the first time the test was given since 2019, and it's seen as the first nationally representative study of the pandemic's impact on learning. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona called the results unacceptable, saying schools must redouble efforts to help students recover. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities are claiming increasing success in shooting down Iranian-built drones launched by Russia to terrorize the public. The head of Ukraine's intelligence service said Monday that Ukraine's forces have shot down 70% of the approximately 330 Shahed kamikaze drones that Russia has fired through Saturday. Russian officials doubled down on their claims of a possible so-called dirty bomb radioactive attack, which Ukraine and the West both say is not coming from Ukraine. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.